from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. There's 2 years of work left at the Glencore Kidd Mine in Timmins. Workers there have been informed that the mine will close at the end of 2026. In a statement, Glencore's Director of Government Relations and Corporate Affairs says during exhaustive study, the company, quote, was unable to identify a technical and economically feasible way of extending mine life to deeper zones, unquote. The full statement is on our website. Word on whether a homelessness and addictions recovery treatment center for Cochrane and Temiskaming districts is approved is expected by the middle of this month. The Director of Health for the Cochrane District Services Board is promising more public consultation about the site, the Ramada Inn in Timmins. Jean Carrier says it will not be a repeat of the session in September, which broke down in chaos.
They will be in better organized sessions. They'll be smaller. It'll be in a safe environment where people will be able to have conversations, where they'll be able to express what is happening and their concerns.
Carrier pledges robust security at the site. There's a lot more detail in the audio of her interview on MyTimmonsNow.com. Ontario Health Minister Sylvia Jones is touting enhancements to the Northern Health Travel Grant. Among the changes effective yesterday is an increase in the accommodation allowance.
Currently, it's $100 per night. It's going up to $175, as well as increasing the total allowance from $550 to $1,150.
Before yesterday, you had to travel 100 kilometers before you could apply for the grant. Now, Jones says as long as you're traveling over 100 kilometers for medical services, reimbursement begins at kilometer one. More now in our local history feature and the Christmas foods brought to Timmins from around the world. Local historian Karen Bachman says the fruit-laden Christmas pudding from England dates back to the 13th century.
It was usually made on the 25th Sunday after Trinity, and it had to include 13 ingredients, which represented Jesus and the 12 apostles. The stirring of the Christmas pudding was always a tradition within some families, and you had to have everybody in the family stir it.
To find out what was added in later years and the significance of those items, listen to the audio of our interview on MyTimmonsNow.com.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.